ain't gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
You are supposed to get dressed and get crazy with me.
Places, everyone.
Roll the tape for us, please.
We're ready.
Now comes the moment you have all been waiting for.
Showtime.
Starting right now.
Time for the show.
We're gonna party!
First Facebook, now us. I'm gonna just keep periodically checking. Yep, now we're still dead in the water. Power outage for us with our tower. So you're listening to us online or the app. Hello, good morning, welcome. We will get things fixed shortly. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, other than this, you know.
Other than us static. Not being on the air. Yeah.
Which that's is all fun. Right. It morning, could Nick. Be for the better, who knows.
That's true.
Who knows
how this is going
to
go?
I have to tell you guys, speaking of who knows how this is going to go. So my dad, for Christmas, bought Carter. They're called bounce backs. It's where you take a baseball, you throw it into it, and it launches it back
oh,
to
sure.
you.
Oh,
right.
sure.
Yeah.
Practice catching.
And drills
and
you
that.
In the face.
Kind of where I'm going with this.
That always looked to me like,
right.
please break my nose.
Yeah. So Carter
the nose breaker, 2000.
Right. So Carter was all excited yesterday to do this. You know,
the
he's like,
nice.
It's nice out.
Yeah.
Finally.
So I set this thing up, and if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it's like a net that you set up, and it's got a target in the middle where like the strike zone would be, and you throw a ball at it, depending on the angle of it, it'll launch it in the air, or it'll hit a grounder back to you, whatever. So I'm showing him how to like get down like a second baseman or a shortstop and collect the ball and throw it. So I throw it off the back. It bounces. And the first chance he gets, he picks his ball up. He goes to throw it and he airmails it. Goes over this thing.
Mm.
Dad, thinking the safest place to put his daughter in her bouncer, is on the other side of it because surely it's not going to somehow hit her. Oh, he drilled her with it.
I mean,
first chance he got, and it just clocked her. I mean, they're the T-ball ones, soft.
But
it just kind of shocked her a little bit.
Well, yeah.
But my neighbors are all standing over there, like there's like three dads standing there watching this happen, and I just get the group just laughing at me.
Bailey handled
it. And I'm like, she cried, and then was pretty mad.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I was like, God, this thing didn't even last one throw before Bailey's brother drilled
it. Taking the baby inside. Yeah. Never mind.
So I was like, thanks God, I am the worst.
Like, the end of this game.
I even like thought, I was like, this is a great spot for her. There's no way that she's going to get hit over here. Oh no. First throw. Whap. Dang it. Sorry, honey.
That's
my bad.
So funny.
Does she have a little baby black eye?
No, it hit her like right on the top of her head. So she had like a little bruise. It's the most adorable baby bruise I've ever seen. She's fine. She's good.
That's so funny. It was Serena. She was probably about three and we were at a pickup football game and she happened to be walking by and somebody just drilled her in the side of the head. She went horizontal to the ground and then just dropped.
Yeah.
And everybody's like ready to run over there. Like, oh my God. I go, no. Wait. She sat up and she looked at me and I go, you all right? She kind of looked around like, yeah, like waiting to do the cry if need be.
Yeah.
And say, Jack, get up, you're fine. And she got up and didn't cry, but she had a pretty good welt on the set.
Kids are funny like that. Like Carter, because Carter eats it all the time. Like he can run really fast, but he can't stay on his feet. So like he, you know, face plants all
stopping
the time.
Stopping is, running is good. Right. Stopping is not as great.
Right. And it's so funny every time he does. I actually think it's hilarious and I love it. Right. Although I wish he didn't fall down all the time. He'll like eat it and then he'll just put his thumb up in the air and go, I'm good. And it's like, sounds good.
We're gonna take it like a trooper, man. All right. Well, we've got a lot for you on the show. I think we should get going. And now we are officially on the radio. So
we're on the radio. Woo!
Yay!
On the radio.
Gotta love it when the static goes away and the tower comes back.
Well, you're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
We've got a lot for you, including Data or Dump'em, a big debate going on when it comes to Memorial Stadium, and Tim Miles took a ride. We'll get that and more coming up.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Actually, I've got this one and then another one we'll get coming up, which is even crazier because something happened in Omaha that everybody has to hear about. First, though, is on the 8th of March when a 17-year-old left his 2006 Chevy Impala running and unlocked near the Casey's at 48th and like just down to Adams, 48th and Adams area.
Yeah.
The vehicle was stolen because he left it running and unlocked. A few minutes later, though, an officer spotted the car crashed near West Hughes and West Cross Streets. They set up a perimeter and started searching for a suspect, somebody who stole the vehicle.
Sure.
And then 19-year-old Austin Baldwin approached the perimeter officer and pretended to not be involved in the crash. Says, hey, what's going on over there?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think, like, he's over there, he's probably hiding in some bushes after he jumped out and ran, and then he's thinking back to some, like, 90s teen comedies he saw.
Yeah, he's watched too much TV is what that tells me.
I think they call this hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
I'll just go up, and they'd never think that if I ask them about it, who would be dumb enough to go talk to the officers?
Not me.
While he's walking up to the officer and asking about it, there's another canine unit that's tracking the tracks from where the vehicle was left, and they come upon, there's Mr. Austin Baldwin talking to the officer, and that canine officer is going crazy because there he is. That's my, the dude standing right there.
My dog seems to think you smell a whole lot like whoever just got out of this car.
Come on.
And they
I just walk around that house and come over here and start talking to you? Jeez.
They were also to be able to match his shoe prints to the ones in the snow. I mean, his
shoes
in the
shoe prints. It's a coincidence. Yeah. All coincidence.
Lots of shoes look alike.
Come on, guys. Coincidence.
It's just one big track and just circle in the snow
around the house.
Around one house to the and cop. Back to the cops.
What are the odds? I'm standing right where these tracks lead to. Weird. He's just nervous, laughing a whole lot. Like, I don't know.
If it's not still actively snowing, snow also helpful in catching people who are trying to run away.
That's a true fact.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
So yeah, Austin's in jail for theft and driving on suspension and careless driving. So
this 100% worked on Phineas and Ferb.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country Kix 96.9.
Well, Jake Owen has a new album coming out at the end of the month, and he unveiled the track listing, and one of the titles is jumping out at people.
Okay.
It's a duet with Kid Rock, and it's called The Grass Is Always Greener, and includes the lyric, "The grass is always greener in someone else's joint." Here's what Jake says about that.
Wow.
Quote,
yeah.
"I love the innuendo of it. My mom, not so much. She doesn't understand why it's funny." He also, he says he got the idea for "The Grass Is Always Greener" while playing pickleball at Kid Rock's house, as one does.
Right.
He was lusting over Kid's replica of the General Lee. Quote,
nice.
"I was like, I want that. I want a Dukes of Hazzard car. Then I got away from it and I thought, no matter where we are in life, we're always going to want a little more than what we've got. That's just the way the world turns." It's deep. And he was also definitely not indulging in any of the completely California legal weed when he was thinking so deeply about the meaning of life and Kid Rock's cool car.
My God. I still have never perfected sliding across the hood of a car off that show.
That.
I try it and I fall right off.
Yeah,
I just
first.
Fall off that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I love that so much.
I know, right?
Like that he was like, "I want that really famous car," and extrapolated that into, "Why aren't we ever happy with where we are in life?" And wrote a song about it.
Oh, that's so good.
Another song on the album is called "Made for You," which he's been playing at his live shows for about a year, and he has already promised to sing that one at Michael Ray and Carly Pierce's wedding.
Aww,
so
that
they
sweet.
Asked him to sing
cool.
that.
Cool.
The new album is out March 29th. While Sarah Evans is releasing music with her 19-year-old son Avery and 16-year-old daughter Olivia. They're calling themselves the Barker Family Band, and their self-titled EP is out in April. The idea to do the project originated one night at their house in Birmingham, Alabama. Sarah says, quote, "Avery came downstairs with his acoustic guitar, and they started singing Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Olivia was singing the lead, I took the high harmony, and Avery was singing the low harmony, and I recorded it. But they told me I couldn't film that. I could just film the ceiling. I recorded that and posted it to Instagram, and that sparked the idea. So here's a sample of their music.
Baby, love me like so in the darkest night hour.
That's Sarah's daughter singing.
Yep. There's Sarah.
I'll search through the crowd.
Search through the crowd.
Your face is all that I see. I've given you everything. Baby, love me like so.
They sound good.
Like that. That's kind of neat.
Olivia can sing.
She's got a good vocal sound.
So you can see the video of the Barker Family Band if you follow us on Twitter. We are at KX969. And finally, Luke Combs is currently breaking all kinds of records. And this one is not official, But he's being called the fastest chug in country music. There's video circulating of Luke Combs on stage at Rodeo Houston, shotgunning a beer in just over 2 seconds.
Nice. Wow. You tell me when you look at Luke Combs, you don't go, I guarantee that guy can shotgun a beer.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That shocks no one.
Right.
I mean, don't bet against him.
No, you just look at him, you're like, I'm not definitely going against that guy.
Now, it's known to take Dierks Bentley more than 3 seconds, and he was generally thought to hold that title.
Ooh,
so they may need to meet and settle this.
We may have to try him out on May when he's at CHI Health Center.
I'm in.
Okay.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City.
Me too.
Brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. Maybe they could help out with that.
Hey.
I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
That's what we'll do. So we'll swing by Discount City Beer and Wine and grab a six pack and just take it into CHI Center. They'll let us in.
Sure.
Big deal.
Can you shotgun a $9 beer, P.S., or is that...
Oh, yeah, you can shotgun about anything. Yeah,
I mean, you can, but you just paid $9 for that. You're going to spill half of it on the floor.
You're going to do it with Luke Combs.
There you go.
That's worth true. It.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
And remember, if you have a good thing you'd like us to share, whether it's your child or a friend or a group doing something special, let us know about it, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and we'll be glad to add it to our good things. What's the deal with Chrissy Teigen?
Okay, if you don't follow Chrissy Teigen on Twitter, you really should be, because she's one of the funniest people on Twitter. But there was a whole saga a couple of days ago that people were watching very, very closely. It started with the tweet, Luna, that's her daughter, Luna and I bought a hamster today. Her name is Peanut Butter. John is not thrilled, which makes me love her more.
I love the name Peanut Butter for a hamster. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Well, that factors in later.
Okay.
So she's tweeting all this stuff about owning a hamster. They also said, quote, don't really touch her for a week, then touch her a lot or she'll bite you. It's very confusing, this being a hamster mom. And then she showed a picture of Peanut Butter in her cage, and then people started attacking her for the sides of the cage, at which point she tweeted, I just bought her a 2-story glass condo with a hammock, so please stop yelling at me. Then the hamster got out, then she found it. Then the hamster got out for real, and she really couldn't find the hamster, and it was somewhere in her house, and all these people are tweeting her ideas, and so she took all of them. Like, she put a plate of peanut butter out, she built all these little hamster traps, and put pictures all over the house. She spread flour on the stairs so she would see little hamster prints if it ran upstairs.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That's outstanding.
They finally did find the hamster. Peanut Butter is just fine. But people also had all these thoughts. And so Chrissy tweeted, quote, you should have done your research before getting a living, breathing animal. Well, newsflash, I had two babies. I didn't research either.
That's funny.
That's fantastic.
But Peanut Butter is fine.
Good.
He's home. Everybody's happy. Follow Chrissy Teigen on Twitter.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
So this is just a funny little thing my kid did. My 6-year-old son, Carter. Yesterday, we're in the truck, and I'm listening to sports radio, and Eric Berry, who beat cancer, he's had a bunch of injuries, but he's like one of the all-time greatest Chiefs, my son's favorite player on the Chiefs.
One of the nicest dudes, too.
Yeah, great guy. Well, he got cut yesterday. He's too hurt, he can't play, makes a lot of money, so they had to cut him.
Mm-hmm.
So Carter's all sad. And I go, son, don't worry, you've still got your stuffed animal at home, because he's got this bear that has a Chiefs hoodie that we call Eric Berry.
I see.
Okay, Carter saw what I did there yesterday officially for the first time. He goes, wait, Dad, that's perfect. Bear E. And like, I was like, we've been calling him this for like 6 years. And he just at that moment got Eric Berry, and why that's funny. So I called my wife and I was like, you got to hear what your son just said. And she was cracking up, and he got it.
He finally got it.
It was like that light went bing.
Wait, that's why that's funny.
Yeah, he's like, it's perfect, Dad. And then he's like explaining it to me. He's like, bear.
Because he's a bear.
Get it? I'm like, I do, son. I do.
Oh, Carter.
Makes me so happy.
That is outstanding that he finally got the joke. I love that.
That's 6 years after we started it.
Yeah,
that's okay.
It's still awesome.
Not bad at all.
So amongst all the what is it, Operation Varsity Blues crap that's going on right now. There's a kid in Jersey that just got accepted to 17 different colleges, and it's a big deal because he's been homeless for a large portion of his life.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dylan Chittick, and he came to the U.S. from Trinidad with his mom when he was 7. He's a U.S. citizen now. And his family's been homeless off and on since he was young, but he still managed to make National Honor Society and president of his class, and he's been accepted to 17 schools so far, including a few big ones like Xavier, which is like his number one school. So just that's the cool thing that he wherever he ended up, he worked as hard as he could and plans to major in political science and getting 17 offers and just doing what he can. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
You thought the Lincoln car thief was funny. Wait till you hear what happened at the Taco Bell.
Oh, no.
It's next.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I'm going to play a little audio for you guys here to go with this.
Do you see what's happening right now? C-I-Y. 223.
That is the lady whose car got rear-ended in the Taco Bell in Omaha.
I'm sure there's more than one making national news on this one.
All right, good. At a Taco Bell, I love Taco Bell.
2 a.m. at a Taco Bell drive-thru, anything can happen.
I love Taco Bell at 2 a.m. also.
So this 22-year-old woman who is had filmed the whole thing, and it's on, we'll put it up so you can see it too, got rear-ended in the Taco Bell.
Well, she filmed once it started getting crazy. Right. She wasn't just filming the car behind her in a Taco Bell.
Just randomly and then like,
the guy who hit her denied doing it.
Okay.
And it's not clear if he bumped her to make her order faster or if it was just an accident, but she threatened to call the cops, and that's when he went nuts. She started filming. He got out of his car, grabbed the phone from her hand, and threw it in the snow.
Okay.
All right.
Then he got back in his car, hit the gas, and started pushing her SUV through the drive-thru lane.
That will not get you your taco faster.
No.
That's not even the craziest part.
Your chalupa is still being
crazier,
made.
Huh?
Yeah. He got out of his car again, jumped into her car, and drove it straight into a light pole.
Wow. Wow.
So she was up at the window, probably.
She said, she was at the window when she got hit.
He wasn't happy with how long she's taken.
Yeah. And so apparently the guy's girlfriend was also there, and she tried to punch the woman.
Wait, no, what?
Who was filming the guy taking her car and smashing the light pole. But an employee managed to block the punch and separated them.
An employee dove in front of this punch?
I guess so.
Took the hit.
Well, that's quite the series of events. I imagine by that point some employees had come out or something when first got out, went to the car in front of him, after hitting the car in front of him, then took her phone, threw it in the snow, then got back in his own car, then tried to push her car with his car, then got back out of his car into her car and drove it into a light pole.
Man, that's a lot for a chalupa.
Right?
Like, that's a lot. I mean, look.
Seven-layer burrito? Would you do that for a seven-layer burrito?
I would if they still had chili cheese burritos. Those were the greatest thing ever until they got rid of them. I was sad after that.
You can't even order it, like, secret menu, like the Enchirito?
I've tried.
Oh.
And they're just like, sorry, sir, we don't have that. And I'm just like, and I start ramming people's cars and driving them into stuff. I just want my chili cheese burrito.
As heard in the audio, the lady did get the license plate number before the guy and his girlfriend took off, and the cops are still trying to find
them. The biggest crime here is she probably ordered tacos and they got soggy.
Oh.
Because she hadn't had a chance to eat them, and they just sat there at the window. That's terrible.
Because you have to eat them immediately in the car.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. As soon as you get them. And then you'll find pieces of meat all over your seat and stuff from dropping.
Lettuce. It's the lettuce that really spreads.
It never
fails. But you can't let the shell get soggy or it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. It's a crime.
That's the other crime
real crime that happened here. All the rest of that is not a big deal.
Her car can be replaced.
This is not
the taco.
Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Well, you'd hope they'd replace her order after all of that.
I hope she got a fresh chalupa after
something.
All that.
My goodness.
Cinnamon Krispies?
Yeah.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And how about Nebraska? They come into the Big Ten tournament with six scholarship players, and they use a 15-0 run late in the second half to win over the Scarlet Knights 68-61.
Wow.
Way to go, guys. That was fun. Lauren, so Nebraska wins this game. We have six scholarship players, which is...
Yesterday you were saying there was no way they win this game,
they shouldn't
right?
have won. Palmer had his best game he's ever had in his career.
Okay.
Like, it took like a Herculean effort from him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, so we win, right? And they're interviewing Palmer. And Palmer's standing there and he's talking about the game, whatever. And they show Miles just ecstatic. because he knows like the end is nigh. It's coming.
Yeah.
And so he like he's running off the floor waving at all the fans because there's a lot of fans in Chicago. Oh, and
here's the audio.
Just eats it.
You hear it right? That's when he trips.
And everybody goes, oh. He did like a whole roll.
Oh, dude, he did. He jumps up, he throws out the safe sign and tries like he's a first base, you know, umpire.
At first, all the videos were kind of from the back and you could only sort of see it happening. And then somebody had great video from the other side of like the full roll and get up and he's smiling the whole time.
Yeah. Credit, Channel 8, I think it was.
Oh, they had,
credit those guys.
Jared Kohler got it. We got it on Facebook and Twitter for you to see it.
But you guys got to see this. He absolutely eats it. And then afterwards, he goes in the locker room and he's laughing about it. And he's like, thankfully, I'm an elite athlete, so I'll be okay. You know,
it was a good roll.
And it was.
It's how you're supposed to fall.
It was. And then he gets in the locker room and he's doing this weird dance. And like, I like, as you always say, zero F's to give people.
Yeah.
Like at the end of Obama's administration, when he was just hilarious on Twitter and stuff, Tim Miles is there right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he knows Ben's coming. They're probably outside of winning this tournament. So he's just being like the funnest crazy goober you've ever seen. And I love it. There's something about like a nerdy Tim Miles tripping over stuff and being crazy. Again.
I feel like you always get the best in people when all, like, you know what I mean?
The pressure's
like all
off
the pressure's
now.
Off. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm getting fired.
Yeah,
let's just
cares?
Have fun. And then it's like, wait, where was this before?
I know.
We could have
And then one of the cool parts. So Johnny Trueblood, my guy, Johnny Trueblood. So he never gets to play, but now we have no players, so he's getting to play. And in basketball, they have this thing, plus minus, which essentially is when you're on the floor, whatever the score of the game is, if you go up by 8, you get a plus 8 for that time. If you're if your team's losing by 9, you get a negative 9.
Right.
Johnny Trueblood has scored 3 points in 2 games. And when he's on the floor, the team's like plus 55 or something.
I know.
And like he's not great at offense, but this dude is basically the hustle guy, diving all over the place.
Yeah.
There was one play on offense that like sums him up where he makes a lazy pass, not being guarded or anything, just makes a lazy pass. It gets picked off. They're running down the floor. You just assume it's going to be a dunk. Out of nowhere, here comes hustle guy Johnny Trueblood from turning the ball over to stealing it from the guy and getting back. It's like, that was a lot of effort, dude, you didn't need to have.
Like, just make a better pass.
Yeah, just make a little bit better pass. Everything will be good.
But, got the highlight reel.
Yeah.
Between him hustling and Tanner Borchardt, who's not good at scoring but is a great defensive player,
he's trying
player too.
Super hard.
He's trying really hard.
We have a lot of we're trying really hard guys, and I love it.
And same thing with Thorbjørn Arsen, and then even Brady Hyman, the tall, skinny freshman, just getting beat the crap by the big guys down low. He's still out there just taking the hits and putting his hands up and trying everything they can.
It's so fun. We play at 2:30 today.
Yes.
I was gonna say, so what's
in the
next?
Middle of the tournament. So Maryland, which their center's name is Bruno Fernando.
Okay.
And as you might imagine, someone with the first name Bruno, he's like 6'10 and 260 and just bruises everybody up.
If you name your kid Bruno, they'll either be 6'10, 250 or like 5'6, 100.
And an incredible
pounds.
Dancer with great hair.
Dancer and singer and, awesome
and sing.
Hair.
Yeah. Last name Mars. Got it. Yeah.
That wasn't where I was going, but yeah. I just meant it'd be funny because they'd be small good. And it would sound like they'd be big.
Yeah.
So for fun, and this is something you can do on Facebook and Twitter, we put up the video of Tim Miles biffing it. And for we'll give you some Shrine Circus tickets, a family 4-pack, if you tell us where you embarrassingly biffed it.
Where'd you fall down?
Yeah. So you can put it up on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. By the end of the show, we'll give you a chance
JP's
to win.
JP's got a good one.
I do?
Oh,
yes.
Stampede?
See, there's stuff that I try to block out of my head, man. That
we'll hang on to it.
Thank you
for
bringing it back. Yeah, appreciate
yeah, we'll keep
that
out there. We'll keep it out in public.
With the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, so put it up Facebook or Twitter, KX969, where you embarrassingly biffed it, and we'll give you a chance at Shrine Circus tickets, a family 4-pack. On the way, date 'em or dump 'em is next.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts. Breaking the rules with the uniform free toppings and amped up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors in the daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P downtown. Get there like now. We'll get you a $25 gift card to go try out Hertz Donut for yourself.
Ooh.
If you can correctly identify what's going on in today's Date 'em or Dump 'em. So pay attention. Tyler would like to get a second date with Jamie, and he thinks we can make that happen.
It's happened before.
Good morning, Tyler. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. So tell us a little bit how you met Jamie.
It was actually at a like this charity event, and I went, and there was a door prize that I actually won. It was a dinner at 801 Chop House.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You guys know that place? That, yeah, it's super expensive.
Right. That's a nice place.
So, yeah, I was really pumped about that and just having drinks with a friend. And he mentioned that I should ask out the lady who's at the entrance to the event. We both thought she was super, you know, like just smoking hot.
Okay.
So, I got up the nerve. I asked her out. She said yes. And, so the dinner went really well. I mean, I thought it did.
Okay.
I don't know, a good conversation. Like, it was great dinner, obviously. And I thought things were just about, like, perfect in my mind. So I texted her the next day. I told her I had a great time. But she didn't, like, I didn't get a response on the text. So I just went ahead and called her. And then she was like, no thanks, and like weirdly rude all of a sudden. So I'm like, I didn't get it, but it was like just all of a sudden she's, I don't know, not giving me the time of day. Like I had no business even asking her out. So
interesting. So yeah, not a full ghosting, because she did take your call, but
she did
just dropped a no thanks. It was fairly rude, huh?
I was like a total gentleman. Like, it wasn't, I didn't feel like that was warranted, so I'm just confused, I guess.
How did the date end? Were things still going well when you guys left each other after dinner?
Yeah, I mean, I thought start to finish the whole thing went well from my end. It was like, I didn't like make a move or anything really, but I was just trying to be like, I don't know, I just wanted to be classy. Like, I felt like the whole evening was just classy, so I don't know.
Okay.
Things didn't get heated up or anything, but I thought like, oh, this was definitely a good first date.
Interesting. All right, well, what we'll do, Tyler, is we'll give Jamie a call and see, since she answered your phone, maybe she'll answer our phone, and we'll try to get her on the phone and figure out what went wrong. If anything, maybe we can get you guys a second date and we'll take care of dinner and a movie for you.
Oh man, that'd be great.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, Lauren, this is where our listeners can step in and make their guesses and figure out to win $25 from Hertz Donut.
Okay.
Got to do it on Facebook or Twitter, just in your best GIF form.
We like GIFs.
Yeah, do it in GIF. If you get it exactly right, you're going to win that $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. If not, and you've got the funniest, you're going to get the $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. We'll try to get a hold of Jamie next.
I just love to laugh.
Wakes me up.
Gets me in a good mood.
Every morning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
Tyler needing our assistance to figure out why Jamie is basically, she's not even ghosting him. She actually legit on the phone said, yeah, no, thank you. And was done after their date at 801 Chop House. Whovian on Twitter, thank you next, is the gift she has started with. You can put yours up and help us figure out what went wrong on their date and get you a gift card for $25 to Hertz Donut. Now it's Brothers Osborne. Kix 96.9. That's Brothers Osborne. Stay a little longer. We'll get them Lincoln on the Streets coming up in April. You can win tickets now at KZKX.com. You could win a gift card to Hertz Donut, $25 on us, if you can figure out what went wrong between Tyler and Jamie. He felt that they hit it off, and she's turned him down for a second date. The guesses are coming in on Twitter, calculating the tip. Girl, I know him. It's a no. Hashtag gossip. Free food. You said somebody, was it an Anna who put it up on Facebook?
Yes, says it's because he used a gift card.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of a turnoff, too. We will find out what it is. You can make your guesses on what went wrong on the date. If you get it right, you get a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. Nobody gets it right, you get the funniest one winning from Kix with Dan and Shay next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick
in the morning
are on
Kix 96.9.
Now the conclusion to Date'em or Dump'Em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's hard not to do the Date'em or Dump'Em.
Now everybody does it.
You can play along with us and have your chance to win a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. Something weird in the conversation from Troy. Becky says she was in it for the free fancy meal. Bronco Travis says Tyler kept comparing the restaurant's meat to his. Not a cool dude. And you can make your guess on what you think went wrong between Tyler and Jamie, who he met at a charity event. And when we called her, this is what happened with that.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jamie?
Yeah.
Jamie, hi. It's JP, Lauren Hushkinick, the Kix Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Did I win something?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see how this goes. Yeah. We're actually calling to ask you about a date you went on recently. From what we hear, you and this gentleman had a very nice dinner at 801 Chop House. And from his perspective, at least, it was a great date. He thought it all went really well. And then I'm guessing it was different from your perspective.
Okay.
But then he says when he called you a few days later, he wanted to ask you out again, and it was a hard pass.
Wow.
So he enlisted our help to find out what happened.
Yeah, he's just kind of wondering.
Okay. Well, did he mention like how we met, where we met?
Yeah, like
he mentioned a charity event.
Yeah.
Okay. So tickets to this event, they're like super expensive. So they weed out guys like Tyler. And I don't know how he got a ticket to this, but I clearly could see that he couldn't afford it. Oh. I mean, just talking to him at dinner, he wasn't like the type of person to go to an event like this, you know, that I thought I was going to meet. I thought I was going to meet a very specific type of guy, and it was not Tyler. So, yeah, don't want to go on another.
So were you there to meet someone who's got money?
Yeah, I come from money, and I want another person that also comes from money, so we have that in common. Okay. And he's just not the type of guy. I mean, I think that's... I know it is, because I'm being specific and I know exactly what I want. And, you know, he's not that kind of guy. Like, I feel like he misled me being at an event like that.
Misled you by being at the event?
Yeah.
You know, lots of companies buy tables at those kind of things, and employees go, and there's a lot of reasons.
Yeah, but then be honest and say that.
Like, lead with that? So, I don't have a lot of money, but I end up at a lot of these charity events through work stuff or whatever else. People on the board go to these things.
That doesn't mean any money. I got in here for fun.
Right. So if I'm chatting with someone, do I lead with that?
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
are you asking him on a date? I think is what she's asking.
No, she says yeah, kind of. So like, if we're gonna be friends or whatever. So over the course of the date, you through conversation discovered that maybe he did not have the means you assumed he did.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not. Just want to let you guys know, when he paid for the bill, he split it on two different cards. So that was
He had a gift card.
Jamie, this is the thing we call Datum or Dump. I mean, we've got Tyler. He's been on the phone with us the entire time listening to what he had to say. Tyler?
Hey, Jamie. What's up?
Hi, Tyler. Yeah.
Hi.
So, since we're going to do this on the radio, curious how you got the tickets. I wanted to ask at dinner, but, I mean, you didn't buy the tickets to the event, did you?
Why is that any of your business?
Why does that matter? I mean, I was there. I was supporting the charity.
Not, like, the type of guy or clientele that would, you know.
Only rich people support charities?
I'm not super rich. You know, my dad bought those tickets, and then he couldn't go, so he asked if I wanted to go, and I went, and... By the way, I didn't get
Tyler,
the two
tickets. That's the thing. No, you didn't get the tickets. Your dad got them for you. And that's like, not great, because you're misleading me, thinking that you are...
I'm starting to not believe you've been to many of these charity events, because there's a lot of people who didn't buy the tickets, per se.
I understand that, but this type of an event I have been to before, and... It's just not the type of person that... Tyler is not the type of person that would be there.
Also, I spent $100 to support a charity is not exactly the same as I'm going to support your lifestyle.
Again,
I have $100.
Tyler?
I just feel like she's making like all these strange assumptions. Like, yeah, I'm not... I never said that I was rich. Like, I was just there. I'm supporting charity. It's like, I feel like, am I wrong? Is it not a dick thing to say that I just shouldn't have been there in the first place? I don't understand.
No, you're right. That's a dick thing to say.
And like, to clarify, like, I didn't put the bill on two credit cards. One was a gift card and one was for a tip. Okay.
I didn't know that you had a gift card.
All of these things. I know, but all you're doing is making assumptions. Is that I didn't tell you, I didn't lie to you. You're just connecting dots that don't exist. Okay.
Are you anti-gift card? Because I've heard that too. People who are embarrassed by gift cards in restaurants.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it. It's like a big pet peeve for me.
I think
food tastes better when it's free.
I think the thing here for everybody to understand is he didn't lie to you about having a lot of money.
Right.
So you really don't have any reason, in my opinion, to be mad at him for quote-unquote misleading you. And look, dude, I know a couple girls that they're gold digger would be the best way to put it, and they're hoping to marry up one of these days.
Right, find that sugar daddy.
You do your thing. Just, I wouldn't be mad at him because he didn't mislead you. You guys are definitely not going on another date.
And I've never heard anyone be so upfront with that.
Yeah, some people just...
But wouldn't it be better, like, if we could just all be completely transparent and
maybe,
honest?
Like,
no more ghosting. Just tell him, dude, you're poor. Get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, sorry, man, your nose hairs kind of stick out. Dunzo. Like that kind of thing.
Beast the equivalent of leading with, look, I'm really superficial. So.
Yeah. I come from money. My family would not support that. It's just that that's where I come from. And I.
So, like, marrying outside of your religion for some parents.
That's a good point.
Like I said, I can't personally relate, but I do know some people that are like this, so.
It doesn't make it okay.
No, I never said it was.
You didn't say that, yeah. All right, well, Jamie, thanks for taking our phone call.
Thank you.
You do you. Tyler, there you go. That's the reason why, and I'm assuming, Tyler, that you also don't want a second date with Jamie.
No, I don't. I this is a new Jamie to me, but I'm starting to wrap my head around her, and no, I'm good.
Jamie, you do you. Tyler, thanks so much for listening to the show and getting hold of us, man.
Yeah, I do
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
I've managed to get in two you do yous on that one because, well, Jamie is... I should actually change up the music probably, too. We should do... That's a little better.
People don't like her.
Yeah. Oh, and the phones have been ringing.
I want to hear what people have to say.
All right, let's get right to it.
That's what
shall
I want
we?
To hear.
All right, here we go.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
All three lines. Boom.
I want to hear people's reaction to that.
We'll get your reaction to the David brought to you by Dirt Stone at Neck. Getting your thoughts on Jamie.
You guys, by the way, I'm just going to do one of these for our listeners. Because they're catching so much that I did not catch.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, Emily Finley just tweeted us. She picked up the phone asking if she won something. Like, she would accept it anyways. And then it's a gif of Donald Trump going, I'm really rich. I'm really rich.
Like, that's funny.
I love you guys so much.
Your
God, I love
on,
the people listening to
this Jamie,
show.
The gold digger. Hello, good morning. Hi,
Kix. So, first of all, can we just say good riddance to Jamie?
We can,
like,
I believe,
you're
yes.
good. Tyler will be good. But also, she made a comment about how he didn't buy the tickets his dad did. Are we going to ignore the fact that her daddy probably bought her everything she ever owned?
Oh, that's a very valid
point. Oh, I didn't
point.
Even catch that. You're right. Speaking, yes, probably.
Good riddance.
She did keep saying, I came from money, meaning your parents probably funded a lot of what you have too, correct?
Correct.
That's pretty funny.
A couple people have pointed that out, how the hypocrisy of saying, I come from money, and then criticizing the fact that his dad bought the tickets.
Right. Hi, Kix.
Okay, so let's clarify this.
Kay.
Jamie comes from money doesn't mean Jamie has money.
No, that's very
that's
true.
Fact.
Right, exactly. What?
Those are different things.
Absolutely. What a gold digging hoe. Number two, Tyler's dad bought those tickets, so Tyler's dad has money.
That's true.
Doesn't mean Tyler does.
Okay.
She needs a throat punch.
Andrea on Facebook says, Tyler sounds great and Jamie is terrible. I'm always at the events my company buys.
Yeah.
I would not assume anything.
I have a list of things on this show I like to check off, like little boxes next to them, like try to sneak them in the show. Gold digging hoe now gets checked off the box.
Made it into
the
show.
We now have that
one. And then
one.
You said it again.
check it off again.
Again,
twice,
if you need our
I like
help
it.
With any dating
That's
issues
so
you
funny.
Have, you can let us know. Date them or dump them. Just direct message us on Facebook or Twitter. A very heated conversation. Another one coming up in just a few. After millionaire Chris Stapleton, it's Kix.
Gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
So, we are getting closer and closer to the spring game. Now that the weather's nice, and focus on Husker football and get ready to go. And Something popped up again that keeps popping up when it comes to the Huskers and beer sales, alcohol sales, if you will, at Memorial Stadium, Pinnacle Bank Arena, and some conversations that you've had on your show on ESPN recently about
it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why is this again right now?
Well, every once in a while the conversation comes up, and there was an article put out by HuskerOnline.com where a national writer was taking a look at how there's 11 of the schools in the Big Ten at some level have alcohol on campus at their sporting events, and Nebraska's not one of them. And they were coming up with how much money, you know, Nebraska could make off that thing. And Bill Moose himself said, quote, "You guys show up anyways. I don't need to also sell alcohol on top of that." I'm like, I don't know exactly what, like, do we just need to boycott if we want to get beer at our basketball games? Is that what, did you just challenge me? Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, there's a lot of conversation because it's another revenue stream. Like, Texas makes a lot of money off of alcohol on their campus.
Mm-hmm. So here's, I guess, part of my question. For, you mentioned basketball games. So obviously at Pinnacle Bank Arena, you can sell beer for other events, for concerts and stuff, just not school-sponsored events. Now, I understand the Memorial Stadium is a little different because it's owned by the university, but is that not a possibility? Because I know people are saying the reason Garth Brooks will never do Memorial Stadium, what could they get a liquor license that would just be for non-school-sponsored events, like
I just don't think they'd ever do it.
Is that a compromise?
I would love it if they'd do that, but they've like shot that down.
Well, really?
Didn't like Jungle John in the zoo, they have a special liquor license.
Right, a lot of places have special liquor licenses.
Well, I do the cigar
festival. Where you would never sell it on a daily basis, but for events.
Well, and it's on campus, and I think that's part of what the university is worried about with that. But yeah, I don't understand, because like, you know, Rob Kelly, our boss around here, who's on in the afternoons, like he himself has said multiple times, he's talked to people, Garth wants to do a show in Memorial Stadium, but he gets like 90% of the beer sales. That's how he makes a lot of his money. Mm-hmm. I think that's why his shows are so long and you know, more time for you to drink. And they just won't do it. And well, I think they're missing a lot of opportunities. Crawford wanted to have a boxing match
in the past. In Memorial Stadium, Kenny Chesney, the Foo Fighters have all been rumored as potential acts for Memorial Stadium. But because, again, they make money off of the alcohol that's sold, that's something that they've passed on.
I read that people at the university have said that because Memorial Stadium's designed the way it is, they said if they did serve beer, it'd make it hard for people because you have to walk up a lot of stairs if you sit up in the top.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, it is a bit of a bear going up and down to get,
Isn't that the same way? Is it at Arrowhead?
No, not at all. No, Arrowhead's got concourses all around it. Like, it's wide open.
All right.
At the stadium, you walk up, like, sometimes you feel like you're almost sneaking through some secret area
passageway
as you're going up to get to some of the seats.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't designed right.
So they're worried if people were drinking, there'd be more injuries because of all the stairs?
They were worried it'd just be such a pain in the ass to go down and get your beverages and come back up.
Oh, because
it is. Like, there's certain parts of it where you do feel like you're like going through some sort of like catwalk thing that's taking you down to where you...
Wait, so that's the criticism, is that some people will have to walk further to get them?
I think that's one of their excuses.
I was going to say, that feels
Tom
that
Osborne's
not...
always been way against this, too.
Right.
Like, it feels like that and any type of gambling, I think. After T.O. moves on to the great beyond, we'll have to wait like 10 years and then maybe we'll have a shot at it.
Right.
But I don't know. I think they should have it down there. I don't have a problem with it. You know what I mean? Like, they have it at other events. I've never understood the whole everybody's going to be sloppy drunk and there's going to be accident. That doesn't happen after concerts and it doesn't happen after like Stars games. And they have like cheap beer. We're talking probably $10 beers at Memorial Stadium.
Right, exactly. Look, the people that are going to be drunk are going to be drunk anyway from tailgating and all that. Probably the $10 beers are
I've just
not
never understood it. I don't know. And a lot of people, I mean, we're getting phone calls now, people calling in. Love to hear from people, but I've just never understood the argument against it. I've heard it. I've just never, I don't know. I mean, there's always going to be a couple people who get inebriated and are stupid, but like you said, Lauren, those people are walking in that way already.
Yeah, those people got sloppy tailgating, not necessarily.
Just got a friend who texted, the CWS serves beer.
Yeah,
and it's a college event, and that's
a recent thing.
There are other events on campus that serve alcohol. You can get a liquor license for on-campus event. We've all been to plenty of fundraisers and stuff like that on campus.
Or the museums, they'll have like openings and there'll be wine and stuff that they give you.
Well, the phones are
ringing. Receptions for things, yeah.
Let's talk to the people real quick. Put.
Listen, if it gets Garth Brooks here.
Lauren and Husker Nick right. Show on Kix 96.9.
So, your thoughts on alcohol sales at Memorial Stadium, PBA, 466-9696. The phones have been ringing. It's on Facebook and Twitter as well. You can jump in the conversation. We'll get your calls next.
Kix 96.9.
Garth Brooks, Kenny Chesney, Taylor Swift, Foo Fighters, even pro boxer Bud Crawford wants to do something in Memorial Stadium. The only problem is that we can't sell alcohol there. And so the question has come up again with alcohol sales and doing that in Memorial Stadium PBA. Adam on Twitter, it's common sense from a revenue standpoint, and it's not a taboo thing. People drink. If you're concerned about people getting blitzed, they're already doing that outside. At least you can monitor the quantity inside.
That's true.
So that's a good point.
You don't serve people who are obviously inebriated.
Right. One
right?
time, one time at a concert, I had too much to drink. And my thought was, oh God, how much did I just spend? You know what I mean?
Right?
Like, it's like, wait it's a minute, expensive. I'm feeling kind of buzzed right now. Oh God, how much did I just spend?
Right.
You know, like, it's not even like, it's just something to have in your hand. When you're at these things, it's like it just costs too much.
So we want to hear from you, 466-9696, Facebook or Twitter. We got a couple people already in with that. You can let us know where you stand on adding adult beverages to Memorial Stadium. 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. We'll get more of your calls after John Party. It's Kix. John Party, 12 in a row, Kix 96.9. Alcohol sales in Memorial Stadium. Your thoughts, 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. You had one... message to us?
Oh, yes. I like this one. How about using drones or the Wiener Schlinger to throw cans of it?
Oh, yeah. Man, could you imagine how much that would hurt?
She said, I'm mostly joking, but the drones, maybe. You could probably literally kill a person with a can of beer from a Wiener Schlinger.
100% Matt Davidson and Scott Frost would throw beers into the crowd.
Oh,
between
yeah.
quarters.
They would love that.
100% they would do that.
Hi, Kix, where do you stand?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, where did the cable guy perform there once? So yeah. How come we can't have other performers there?
We can. A lot of performers won't if you can't sell alcohol because it's where a lot of their revenue comes from.
Gotcha. Well, I don't have any issue with having alcohol there. All right. I think it would be great.
Get more of your thoughts, 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. That's Old Dominion, JP, Lauren Hushkinick. It's Kix.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
The debate that happens just about every year, does the Huskers need beer money inside Memorial Stadium? And people are chiming in on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969.
It'd be so fun to be able to go to a Nebraska basketball game and enjoy a cup of suds while you watch them play.
They do that at Creighton, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Was brought Although, up that UNO hockey also sells beer.
Yes, they do. Although I'll say at Creighton, like those people don't actually like basketball. They just show up because it's a social event, and they just stand out in the lobby drinking beer. Like I don't want that to happen. I still want our people to be.
Did you read the one
games.
For the College World Series one on the air?
No. Not yet. Oh, Ethan tweeted us and he said College World Series has done it. Like I mentioned earlier, They've started serving some beer, local beer and whatnot. And they said, haven't had too many problems other than those drunk Arkansas fans that fought in the outfield. That's true. But you got, I mean, come on, guys. We invited people from Arkansas up here. Of course, there's going to be some feuding.
Not some sort of a
feud. Yeah, you know there's going to be some feuding going on.
Hi, Kix.
This whole alcohol debate on that, I think it should be left out. I mean, because you see a lot of smaller kids being brought to these games now. Which is great. I've gone to Husker football games a lot, and I've seen a lot more little ones. And
that's his big reason, is because of the little kids that'll be there.
I'm arguing for it because I think we should have it, and I totally appreciate people calling in with their thoughts as well. Totally respect it. Lincoln Stars are awesome to go to with kids. Like, I take my son all the time, and they have, like, dollar beer night and stuff, and it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't. It's just my thought, but I get what he's saying.
Hi, Kix.
Yeah, I do not think it's a good idea.
Okay, why?
Because I used to go to all the games in Colorado and stuff, and they always had alcohol. And everybody's drinking anyway before the game,
right?
And if you have it in there, there's just more of a people will get in more fights, things like that. It's just not, you know, not a good idea.
All right. Hey, thank you very
and
much.
And I tell you, I went to Colorado when they were serving it, and people were mean.
Well, they're mean anyway because, like, they got in, like, cool slasher tires deal. If you've got Nebraska
Here's
plates.
The deal. Colorado fans are a bunch of Richard heads, okay? Like, these guys, they here's alcohol has nothing to do with them premeditating filling balloons with urine and sneaking them into the stadium, okay? They buy batteries and take them with them to throw them at players and people. Alcohol has nothing to do with that. Those are just jerks that are showing up premeditated to do that kind of stuff.
That's just gross.
It's nasty. Them and Missouri fans are the worst humans on the planet. Worst.
All right. Well, if you've got a thought on it, you can let us know. Facebook or Twitter as well. KX969 as the debate rages on. One big thing is Paul.
Well, it's not Paul. It's a show.
Okay, it's a little Paul.
So opening tonight through Flatwater Shakespeare Company, their new show is called The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged. And the tagline is, if you like Shakespeare, you'll like this show. If you hate Shakespeare, you will love this show.
Okay.
It's three guys, and the whole premise is they have to do everything, all of Shakespeare's plays and sonnets and everything, and they have 90 minutes to do it.
Oh, wow.
So how will they squeeze it all together? And so it's a silly, there's butt jokes and that kind of, like, it's very funny. But it's opening tonight at, and this is the first show ever being done at the Mill and Innovation Campus.
Okay.
The new Mill, there's a room off it, and they've set up a whole stage, and so they're doing the show there.
Well, that's fun.
Yes. It is at 7 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and then 7 o'clock next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And yes, my husband directed it. So,
yay.
So I have special interest in this one. But yeah, and I'm on the board of Flatware Shakespeare. So, you know, I have all kinds of special interest in this one. But yeah, it's really funny. I'm going tonight with my kids, and then I'm going again next Thursday. So please come on out and see it.
And we'll get the details as well on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, in our events page.
Mm-hmm.
So go there and enjoy it. And comedy with Shakespeare and Lauren's husband, Paul.
Good morning. Waking you up every morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Mornings. Get on out.